Federal prosecutors say the second trial in one of the largest fraud schemes from the COVID-19 pandemic picks up Monday with jury selection. 70 defendants are accused of stealing millions in federal funds. Officials say at the center of it all is the alleged ringleader Amy Bach, who's about to face her day in court. Bach founded Feeding Our Future in Minnesota to help low-income kids, but prosecutors say she stole $250 million instead, with help from dozens of co-conspirators. The DOJ says the money was then used to fund their lifestyles. Prosecutors questioned 12 jurors for Bach's upcoming trial, where she and co-defendant Salim Saeed will face charges of wire fraud and bribery. The six-week trial will reveal what federal prosecutors say was a scheme involving Feeding Our Future and another nonprofit, Partners in Nutrition. The conspiracy allegedly faked feeding thousands of kids daily at various sites around the city using taxpayer money through the state's Department of Education. The federal Child Nutrition Program, run by the USDA, provides free meals to kids in need. The USDA sends funds to state governments who administer the program locally. In Minnesota, the Department of Education handles it. The duo were program sponsors before the pandemic, receiving over $3 million in federal aid in 2019 and nearly $200 million in 2021, with a percentage labeled to cover administrative fees. Court documents claim Feeding Our Future organized the scheme, recruiting participants to pay kickbacks to the organization and its employees, and later were reimbursed for providing meals at more than 200 food distribution sites, meals prosecutors say never existed. This is the second group to stand trial in the alleged scheme. 30 others have already pleaded guilty. Most recently, one woman claimed she was paid to lie about feeding kids using false distribution sites. Last year, 5 defendants were found guilty in the first trial, despite an attempt to bribe a juror with $120,000 for an acquittal. Bach's attorney maintains she's innocent, saying she put her trust in employees who lied about delivering food to kids in need. The defense plans to show Bach had no knowledge of fraudulent invoices.